Our next story comes from Brazil. Disorganization and transport failures during the Pope's recent visit to Rio de Janeiro have raised questions about the city's ability to host the upcoming World Cup and Olympics. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro tells us about some of the problems in Rio during the Catholic Church's World Youth Day celebrations.
The TV images showed adoring Catholics swarming Rio's famous Copacabana beach to pray with Pope Francis. Behind the scenes, another picture emerged. Long waits for food, for toilets, garbage everywhere, pilgrims stranded. The subway broke down, leaving thousands late for the Pope's first Mass. Part of the festivities had to be moved because of the rain. Journalists covering the Pope were often late after they were forced to walk for miles because newly hired ushers wouldn't let them drive to the various events. In short, Rio's mayor, Eduardo Paes, gave himself a failing grade in this local radio interview.
About the organization, the score is nearer to zero than 10, but I'm not giving myself a zero. It wasn't perfect, and we had the obligation to be perfect.
José Eugenio Leal is a professor at Rio's Catholic University. He says, in fact, the event was far from perfect.
There were a series of problems, partly due to poor planning, partly because of the size of the event. The biggest debacle was leaving until the last minute the decision to move the vigil. If they had prepared more in advance, this wouldn't have happened.
The impoverished area of Guarichiba was supposed to host an overnight vigil and mass, the final events of World Youth Day celebrations. But the event was moved because of flooding, and the community that was meant to benefit from the Pope's visit was instead financially ruined after many residents took out loans and invested money to provide for pilgrims that never came. Leal says Rio's planners in key ways basically decided to just wing it.
The local government did not really consider the size of the event. All their preparation has been for the World Cup and the Olympics. They didn't really think about what to do with this influx of people into the city, which probably exceeded what we will see in the World Cup and the Olympics anyway.
Moacir Duarte is a professor with the University of Rio de Janeiro and studies mass events. He says what happened with the Pope's arrival was indicative of the general confusion. After taking a wrong turn, Pope Francis's car was repeatedly mobbed by the faithful. In the wake of the mishap, everyone, state, federal, and local authorities, pointed the finger at everyone else.
I think the model of how the mega events are coordinated is going to have to change in the wake of this.
But perhaps the biggest challenge facing Brazil as a whole in advance of next year's World Cup and then the Olympics are the state of the airports, which saw delays and long lines.
I think our airports are the most fragile points in our infrastructure. The government left upgrading them to the last minute, and there are going to be more problems there.
Still, at the end of the day, the Catholic Church is calling this one of the most successful World Youth Days ever, whatever the hiccups and difficulties along the way. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.